I'd like to invite the children forward for children's message. I know we have a couple out here. Good morning. That's okay if we don't have too many. We have four beautiful people right here. Good morning, Miss Claire. Is there a smile in there? No? Oh, but she is smiling. Okay. So were you listening to the reading that they just did on Romans? They were talking about love being genuine. What does that mean? What does the word genuine mean? What if something is genuine? What is it? Either one. Special? It's true, it's not fake, it's real, right? So let our love be genuine, okay? So let's keep that in mind for a minute. It also talked about honoring one another. So I have one thing to read. Who wants to grab at it?
John 13, 34 and 35. A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
Okay. That's from Jesus. This is my command, that you love one another. Okay. So what's going on this week? Are we doing something this week? Besides Labor Day? What do you have to do this week? Go back to school, that's right. Everybody's going back to school, right? Yeah. So how can you show love, show Jesus' love to your classmates? What can you do? Be kind to them. How would that look? What would you be doing? Somebody's new, showing them around and being nice to them. What about if you have that mean kid in your class? He's mean to everybody, trips people, and says naughty things about people. You don't ever have anybody in your class like that, right? Oh, come on. Yeah, a little bit. So what can you do for those kids? Pray for them. How would you behave towards them? Would you, I'm not going to play with you. I'm not going to hang out with you because you're mean. You try and play with them, try and interact with them and be nice to them. There's an old saying that you attract more flies with honey than with vinegar. You overcome more evil things by being nice, not by being evil back. You don't win an evil person by being evil back to them, right? You don't fight a hateful person by being hateful back to them. So that's what I want you to remember this week as you go back to school, to honor God and honor your classmates and show Jesus' love to them. Can you do that? All right. And as always, I have a little something in my bucket. Thank you.